So I think what we'll do is...
You really are welcome to sit up here. The hockey nurse copies of the agenda.
And I'm just adding something.
We have a long way to go.
And then we get to this.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for March 28th, 2017 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have a roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout is absent, excused. Commissioner Dan Carlone.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham, Deputy City Attorney representing the Civil Service Board of Commissioners, Jason Muir representing the Police Department, representatives from the Police Department, and a representative for employee number 2017-3, as well as the employee.
Our first item for today is item AA, public comments. If anyone would like to make a comment at this time, I don't see any takers. Moving on to item AB, announcement by members of the Civil Service Board of Commissioners and staff. Do we have any announcements today? No? All right. Our next item is item AC, approved agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions.
Yes.
Oh, we do?
Yes. Chair, I'd like to add employee 2017-3 under closed session. That'd be closed session item, just to be specific. A3D, personnel pursuant to section 54957.
Okay. I would ask for a motion that item A3 be pulled for a closed session. If I can have that motion.
Mm-hmm.
A second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Passes unanimously. Okay. Moving on with that to our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 through A4. Oh. Which one?
I request, Chair, that we, before we move to the consent calendar, that item A3 be pulled.
Okay. I would ask for a motion that item A3 be pulled. If I can have that motion.
A motion.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item to the consent calendar, I would ask for items A1 through A1, A2, and A4 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the other three items at this time?
No.
No? All right. I'd ask for that motion.
Mm-hmm.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A4, probationary release of 2017.
Actually, no. Chair, I think we're on A5.
A5. Oh, so A4
was.
I got you. That's where I made my mistake. Okay. We're moving on to item A3.
Closed session.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So go ahead and do A5.
Okay.
Minor.
All right. Item A5, probationary release. That the probationary release of 2017-5, Water Utility Worker 2, Water Department, be approved in accordance with Civil Service Rule 500.2. We have read the written statement. Is there any comments at this time?
No.
No. All right. I'd ask for the motion.
A motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item A6, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence today?
No correspondence.
Item A7, a report from the City of San Bernardino Civil Service Board of Commissioners. I don't believe we have any today. Moving on to item A8, a report from the Chief Examiner.
Just to give you an update, I know that you're due a monthly report. I will present that at our next board meeting. There just wasn't sufficient time to prepare all the material for your review. If there are any questions regarding operations of the building, I'd be happy to address those at this time if there are any.
You're certainly busy. Okay, thank you very much. Moving on to item A9, closed session. I know we have some closed session items here today, so I would ask for a motion that the Civil Service Board recess to closed session for the following items. Personnel item pursuant to section 54957, and we'll be discussing probationary release, item A3 and A4, I believe.
Just
A3.
Okay.
We'll be discussing item A3. So if I can have that motion?
Motion.
Second?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We're going to closed session at this time. Thank you very much.
Hear those things I want to hear, and the things I do not want to hear. You didn't say that. Yes, I did.
Well, see, my boss, my wife, she says that about
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. I think my wife says that about me too, but I must not have heard it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've returned from closed session concerning personnel action section 54957, employee number 2017-3, and this is meeting is reconvened at this time. I am going to allow counsel for the employee to make a statement. However, it's been past practice with the city of San Bernardino that the civil service bases our decisions purely on the civil service rules. And the civil service rules clearly say that when a probation employee is reduced in rank or let go, that employee does so at the behest of the department head. And I would like our counsel to, concerning the other issue at hand, to make a statement, and then I'll let you make your statement on behalf of the employee. So, counsel?
Certainly. So, as the chair stated, the Civil Service Board has jurisdiction over the civil service rules, and they are obligated to follow those rules and carry them out. One of those things is probationary releases, which the board has historically treated as a ministerial act. It is not a name-clearing hearing. It is simply to ensure that the processes and procedures that are in civil service rules, specifically the 500 series, 500, 501, 502, 503, have been followed. The board has received a copy of an unfair practice charge that was filed with PERB. And while the allegations contained in that charge are serious and deserve attention, the board believes that that charge should be forwarded to Human Resources and to the City Attorney's Office. It is not something that the Civil Service Board is empowered under the civil service rules to consider in making its decision today. So that's all the statement I have.
Okay, and now counsel for the employee.
Yeah, my name is Paul Flores. I'm the business representative for the General Unit of the City of San Bernardino. I am employed by the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 12. And unfortunately, our attorney was unable to be here due to the fact that he's at a pre-scheduled arbitrational hearing. So I have a statement here that I'd like to read. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank the commission board here for allowing me to even make this statement. The International Unit of Operating Engineers Local 12 objects to the releasing during probation period for the said employee of 2017-3 and requested an appeal to this administration action to the Civil Service Board for the following reasons. The release during probationary period to said employee 2017-3 was not appropriate because said employee met and not only met but exceeded the minimum work standards demanded of any employee in the position of community policing specialist, and the civil service rule was not properly applied. The City of San Bernardino, through its agent of the San Bernardino Police Department, committed an unfair labor practice against said employee 2017-3 by violating the employee's Weingarten rights when it refused the employee's request for union representation. The remedy for such right to a union representative should be to rescind the releasing during probationary period. As such, 2017.3 should be allowed to continue and complete the probationary period. While the union does not intend to address the unfair labor practice charges to this administrative appeal committee, the union does intend to provide evidence and witness statements and why in said employee 2017.3 meets and exceeds the minimum work standards demanded upon the position, provided evidence that the civil service rule was not properly applied in the release during probationary period. With that said, the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 12 requests that a status conference regarding this administrative appeal be included on the agenda for the next Civil Service Board meeting, and that the International Union of Operating Engineers be allowed to present evidence and witness statements that will show that this probationary release was unjust.
Okay, thank you very much. And with that,
perhaps the city.
Council for the city, your response.
Essentially, at this point, we would submit based on the initial determination from the Civil Service Board. I do believe that this has historically been treated as a ministerial action, and the appellant in this case has been given the opportunity to come forward to this board and present a statement, essentially countering or providing evidence as to why the probationary release was inappropriate. We also have Captain Williams here from the police department, who was essentially made the determination regarding the probationary release of this employee. We have never held any type of civil service hearing in the past in order to release a probationary employee, and that really defeats the purpose of probation. Pursuant to rules in the 500 series of the civil service rules, as well as the general unit MOU Article 6, Section 3, the probationary period for all newly promoted employees must serve a one-year probationary period. This is designed to determine whether or not the employee can handle the job requirements for the position to which they were hired or promoted. In this case, the appellant is not being released from employment. She is simply being released from promotion and has resumed her prior employment in the former position of which she previously held at the San Bernardino Police Department. So with that said, unless Captain Williams has any other comments that he would like to make, I would submit on what has been presented so far.
Thank you very much, Council. Okay. With that, everybody's made their statement. So we'll let this follow its course, and it will be submitted to the Director of Personnel, or Human Resources, I'm sorry, and the City Attorney's Office.
And then I do think we still have to have a motion on the probationary release.
Okay, thank you very much. So if I could have a motion on the probationary release of employee 2017-3. Motion?
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.
Just to give the board a little bit of information regarding service, PERB complaints are considered something that is essentially an administrative hearing regarding the charge of an unfair labor practice, and service of such items should go through the city clerk's office, and then it is entered and then forwarded to the appropriate department. So while it can be addressed to the city human resources department, the standard process for service is through the city clerk's office.
Thank you, Councilor. Thank you very much. And with that, I will move on to item 810. Adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of April.
Oh, goodness, I forgot.
I believe it's the 11th.
11th. Sorry, yes. 11th.
Yes. If I can have that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Here's this one. Here's one of the packets.
Here's some packet. Thank you.
Have you ever been to those EDFC hearings in Los Angeles?
I have gotten tangent.